Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Let's talk.
Johnny Brown.
Last week, we had Spence Clark, the accountants. They were explaining the Verifactus system. And this caused, to put it mildly, a big reaction from our business listeners. So, by popular demand, I'm delighted to say that we've brought back Rob Parker from Spence Clark, who's been right at the centre of this, sorting it out for the clients. Great to have you back, Rob.
Great to be back again.
Yeah, and well, I mean, very fact that before we spoke last week, I was convinced he was a Roman emperor, and he's not, is he? He is. Explain what the Verifactus system is.
Verifactu, quite simply, was the new sales invoicing compliance system by the tax office.
Right.
Essentially, if you were a business, small business, autonomal, you were to actually do your sales invoices through a certified software that was compliant with the regulations.
Yeah.
And then that would then produce an invoice that would be sent direct to the tax office so that all the information is registered.
Right.
That's essentially it.
Right. So last time you were in, they said you were in the middle of the transition to the new system. And as the saying goes, how's that working out for you? How's that going?
Well, I'll backtrack a little bit.
Right.
We've had some feedback from our clients and people who are interested in our business. And what's come across is that confusion and worry about what has happened. And I'm really here today to try and clear up some of that confusion. So how's it going?
Yeah.
This year has been a huge year for our company. It's been living and breathing everything to do with new softwares and Verifactus. We've tested systems, we've broken them, we've fixed them, and we've reviewed everything over again and again.
Yeah.
And then came the hard part. We've had to migrate years of data for all our clients.
Right.
And making sure that everything transfers perfectly. It's a fantastic...
You thought you came in for the sun, didn't you? You just thought, oh, I'm going to sit here and, you know, have a pina colada at 12 o'clock.
Exactly. Stuck in an office from morning till night doing this work. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Because when we spoke last week, you know, we had business people saying, hang on a second, we knew about this, but it had to be ready in if you're autonomo, you had basically 6 months, but if you're a business, you had, or a company, you had basically last week, you had 3 weeks to get it all. What's happened? What's the plot twist?
Yesterday, the Spanish government made a declaration,
right,
press release, saying that Verifactus is going to be delayed a year.
Sorry.
So that we've got until 2027 implement everything.
You're right.
How do I feel about this?
Yeah.
I think the best word is frustrated. I think that's the best word to use in all this. Frustrated with the process.
Right.
At the end of the day. Not the work that we've done.
I'm going to say, you're forearmed is forewarned and all that, or forewarned is forearmed. So you're ahead of the game in that way, surely.
Exactly. I mean, all the preparation work that we've done.
Yeah.
That, regardless, would have had to have been done anyway. So I have no regrets about any of the work that we've done. Maybe a few regrets about the blood, sweat and tears by the bucket load that we've had along the way.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of all this, I think what comes out of this, especially from my perspective, working for Spence Clark,
yeah,
is that it emphasises that we don't leave things to the last minute. We prepare, we plan, and all of this benefits our clients so that they have certainty and no surprises.
So, I mean, you mentioned that you've been keeping clients updated, yeah, throughout 2025. So just explain a little bit about, you know, how what you don't want is anybody to get blindsided, do you?
No, I mean, exactly. We haven't wanted that to happen. I mean, all through 2025, we have emailed updates, we have written articles, and newsletters, and put guides on our website about what Verifactu is,
yeah,
the changes that are involved, and what clients need to do. And of course, the ubiquitous deadlines, which have changed and changed again, and with yesterday, mm-hmm, changed again.
Right.
Moving this forward, we are creating simple guides for our clients and instruction videos, which will be in English. But actually, I want to pause for a thought here for a second.
You're not procrastinating, are you?
No. Tens of thousands of businesses across Spain,
yeah,
if not hundreds of thousands of businesses, have been working very hard to try and meet these deadlines for compliance, mm-hmm, with Verifactu. Breaking their backs, spending time, effort, and money in order to try to achieve all this. And 24 working days before the deadline, the government pulls away the rug. For me, working in this industry, it feels like political procrastination. And that's nobody's friend. And this is not a positive image,
yeah,
for a modern democracy.
So, I mean, you said the videos. I mean, what's the sort of feedback that you're getting? I mean, the people asking why you hadn't heard from it. I mean, what was the feedback you were getting when you were doing that sort of thing?
I think the obvious one is that people hadn't heard.
Yeah.
I remember our conversation last week.
Yeah, yeah.
You had mentioned a similar sentiment.
Vividly, I remember that one going, what?
Yeah.
Exactly. And considering that the information and regulations have been available since 2022, yes, things have changed, but the concept, the idea that this was coming has been known for quite some time.
Yeah.
So when we hear that some advisors have not mentioned Verifactu, considering that our industry is client-focused, I'm sorry, but clients deserve better at the end of the day.
Well, you know, if you know how things work here, I mean, when you, because you can't, as anything in Spain, you can't say, I didn't know, because that's not a defence for this. And you know, we all know that it can be Hacienda, it can be Sotheby's, it can be whatever. They will hit you with a multa or an embargo before you can say, I didn't get the memo. And so therefore, it is best practice, surely, Rob, for an advisor such as, I mean, you guys do, but to advise your clients, because that's just what you should be, you know, ostensibly paying them for.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the news came off the presses yesterday. You know, and
I'm now front and center of my news feed, and Annalise sent it through to me going, guess what happened, you know, as I was scurrying like a big scurrying thing to get some bits and pieces sorted. But if anybody's hearing this for the first time, if they missed last week, and maybe they're stuck in traffic or something, just give me the if you like, the, what is it, 5-6 points of what exactly this is all about?
Yeah, I mean, the fundamentals is that, I mean, from Spence Clark's point of view,
mm-hmm,
we have invested enormous effort for our clients and listeners,
yeah,
so that they don't worry.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to be asking yourself the question, am I prepared for Verifactu? Do I understand the system that I will be using?
Yeah.
And if it's in Spanish and only Spanish, will I feel comfortable with using it? If no, then come talk to us.
Yeah.
We welcome new clients all the time, whether it's to do all your bookkeeping, some or none. We tailor make our service to our clients' needs.
Because here's the thing, I mean, again, I say a lot of people hear this for the first time, but we've got to make the point, this isn't some sort of curveball that the Spanish tax system is throwing at me. Is this to bring it in regulation with other European...
It is.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, this will happen no matter what. It's just a case of when. I mean, talking about curves...
Yeah.
All the work that Spence Clark has done with all the thousands of transactions, etc., that we've done and all the work and enough to make your head swim, it has meant now that our clients are ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You know, in preparing for Verifactu when it does come.
So if listeners want to learn more about Spence Clark or see the videos, are you going to be the next TikTok sensation? Where can they go, Rob?
Well, just to let you know, I mean, the website is www.spenceclark.com.
Yeah.
That's SpenceClarke.com.
Yeah.
We've actually got the first of our videos already on there, which is an introduction to our software provider.
Yeah.
And also introduction about Verifactu and about how things are going to be changing.
I've just had this wonderful idea of you in the full Roman Emperor.
No, well,
you know,
Emperor Verifactu.
Emperor Verifactu. Yeah. with Alistair, you know, up there on, you know, in the Emperor's box with the thumb.
Thumb up or thumb down. Mm.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, the website, yes. We're going to be putting more guides on there, yeah. More instructional videos,
yeah.
In the near future. I think we have a simple goal.
Yeah.
And that's to make our clients feel prepared, confident, and supported.
I mean, joking aside, thanks for coming back to Updatus. I mean, you know, Roman emperors notwithstanding. I mean, clearly, you know, the public need a second round on this one as well. And also because we said it's update, you know, 48 hours ago, this was going to come into business for business users or for companies. And it really blindsided us. So thanks very much for coming in today.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me here. But I will reiterate one comment.
Right.
If your accountant bookkeeper still hasn't mentioned Verifactu, even after all this, then perhaps you need a change. And if you do, come talk to us.
Will do. And just give me that website one more time, Rob, so they know exactly where to go to.
www.spenceclarke.com.
Rob, I know you came in at short notice. Who knows? We might get even by Friday. It may have changed again, but hopefully this is the last change. Because, and listen, I know how much work you guys do there, but I mean, you know, thanks for coming in at short notice, and you know, commiserations. But you are ahead of the game. Just give me for the third time, that website.
www.spenceclarke.com.
Rob Parker, as always, thanks you so much for your time today.
Great stuff.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.